So sometimes people ask, where's footprints in the sand in the Bible? If you Google footprints in the sand, do you know the way you get some other people ask questions? One of the questions there is there a Bible verse for footprints in the sand? And the answer is no, it's not in the Bible. It's a poem that someone has written to describe their experience of being carried by God through the hard times. But it does tie in with the Bible's repeated promises of God that he will be with us. He promises it to his people time and again. We heard just some of them in those readings today. That those whom God has chosen and who choose God will experience his, I will never leave you. And the Bible often describes that being most affirmed in some of the gulp moments in life. Some of the crossroads and callings, some of the overwhelming times, some of the suffering times. Katie described looking back over her life and realizing that Jesus has always been there. And today has been about realizing that and letting him in to lead rather than putting him off or ignoring him. There's that kind of realization for you in that opening the door. What a wonderful time in your life, Katie, to fully embrace the God who has always been there and to know that he always will be. Both the poem Footsteps and those verses of Scripture encourage us to know that God has been there the whole time. And we just need to open our eyes and our hearts to that. In Deuteronomy 31, which Fiona read for us, it's Moses speaking. It's a different person speaking in each one. This one's Moses. After a lifetime's experience of knowing the presence of God with him, Moses is near the end of his life here. And he looks back, you know, in palace and desert, in miracles and murmuring of God's people. Moses is telling Joshua and all God's people, God is before you and God is with you. That God will never leave or forsake you. And actually, Joshua is hearing that promise of God's presence alongside a call to do something for God. And actually, almost always in the Bible, when God says, don't be afraid, I will be with you, he gives people a job to do when he says it. He is to go and take the land that God has promised. His knowledge that God has always been with him and will always be is supposed to lead to action, to live out what God has made him for and called him to. Katie, as you embrace the promise of God that he will always, always be with you, that he will never let you go, I also encourage you, and I encourage all of us here, to listen for his call to you, to know what he has made you and saved you for. We've already had some lovely conversations about some of what God's doing in your life, Katie, and what he might be getting you to do in this world. And that's true for each one of us. What is it that God has made you for, saved you for, and that he has for you in this world to do for him? The mission of God in this world to bring fullness of life through Jesus has your name on it. And it has God's heart on it too. In Joshua 1, which Alan read, it's God speaking himself. And he starts by saying, Moses is dead. So that last reading, those promises that actually Moses shared of God, Moses who had shared God's promise with Joshua, he's dead. But God himself repeats the promise and the call. The promise is word for word what Moses had told Joshua before. I will never leave you or forsake you. And the call, which actually sounds a lot like a promise as well, is this. Cross into the land that I'm about to give you. Call and promise. I will give you every place that you set your foot. There are people that mean a lot to us who have pointed us to God's presence in our lives, who have faithfully shared his promises and his call with us, and one day they aren't with us anymore. Joshua will have felt the loss of Moses hugely. It's good that we don't miss the emotion around Joshua 1. But now, it's God himself who speaks to Joshua, who lifts his head, fills his heart, and waves him onwards. So I want to say to you, Katie, and I'm talking a lot to you because it's your day, right? Okay, but to all of us as well, may you find the presence of God so full in your life that though we are grateful for those who showed God to us, it's God himself that we delight in and rely on and find to be forever with us. May we delight in God's presence and obey his call to us. Not to make anyone proud or to live up to some person who has been like a role model in our life, but simply because we have fallen in love with the God who loves us. In Psalm 94, which Katie read, it's someone who has been suffering at the hands of others speaking. And it's the same language: the Lord will never reject or forsake those who belong to him. But this time, that promise isn't coupled with something for us to do for God, but a kind of celebration of what God has done for this person. The psalmist says that they felt like life was running out. Their foot was slipping. They were going down. But that God brought help. He brought a help that kept them living. He brought a love that held them up. Much like the footsteps poem, that idea of being carried. I think Psalm 94 contains that idea. And God brought a consolation that allowed an anxious heart to experience joy. A consolation that allowed an anxious heart to experience joy. When you know God as Father, when you're adopted into his family through faith in the Jesus we follow, when you know the Holy Spirit of God present in your life, that warm feeling, that presence that you sense amongst his people and in your daily life, you experience these life-saving, heart-healing, destiny-altering things. And so again, for Katie and for all of us following Jesus, we've experienced something of these incredible things. And we know what it is to be carried by God. What a lovely thing when we have that moment of going, gosh, as I look back, yeah, he's totally carried me. May you always know that uniquely powerful help and that love and consolation that comes from God alone. There's nothing in this world that comes close to what God gives us for this life and for the eternity to come that Will was praying for us to keep in our minds and hearts. In Matthew 28, which Zoe read for us, it's Jesus speaking. And we know these verses well. We hear them kind of all the time in St. Columba. Here again, it's the promise of, I will always be with you to the very end of history, Jesus says. And again, it's coupled with a calling. Go and make disciples. Teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And so there's a kind of a charge to you here, Katie, as someone following Jesus. And to all of us who know Jesus' presence in our lives, Jesus calls us to apprentice others to follow him too. Just as we're learning to follow him, we're apprenticing others to follow him as well. So that's our kids, like Poppy and Daisy. And I know that's your heart, Katie, and that's why we're doing Daisy's baptism later in the year. And it's others that God will bring into our lives. It's our friends and our families. What we discover about Jesus, we also share. That's why we have this tagline at St. Columba, discovering and sharing infinitely fuller life in Jesus. We're called to both. But here's the thing. Jesus promises his followers that he's always going to be with him at the very moment that he leaves them. What? How does that make any sense? He's ascending to heaven. He's not physically with them anymore. And as he goes, he says, I will always be with you. And then he's off. So what does that mean? How does that make any sense? It's because of what he promised them just before all this. That when he left this world, he would send his Holy Spirit, the very presence of God in our lives. The Holy Spirit is God himself, resident in our lives, moving in to our life. Katie mentioned that warmth that she felt when she's been worshipping here, and how we've discussed that's the Holy Spirit that she's sensing here. And that's an encouragement to you, I hope, folks in Beleskan Church, that we sense the Holy Spirit of God is amongst us here. That's great. The Spirit of God dwells not in a church building. It's not because you come in here that you sense the Holy Spirit. It dwells in a church. It is the people of Beleskan Church, of St. Columba Church, of us together now, today, amongst whom the Holy Spirit dwells. And we particularly sense his presence when we're together, when we're worshipping Jesus as one. You may notice the Spirit of God more when we're worshipping together, but he is always, always with us. Remember his promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Not, I promise I'll be with you on a Sunday morning, and then, you know, I'll meet you next week after another tough shift. He will always be with us in every tough shift, on Monday morning and Wednesday afternoon and whenever it is. He'll never leave you or forsake you. The Spirit of God is resident in our lives from now to the end of history. And so there is a day when the last scene of our life will play out, and when we may look back and we'll see that he was with us all along. When we go on into an eternity in the very presence of Jesus, when there will be no more hard things, no more suffering, nothing else for God to carry us through. In the meantime, may it be true for you, Katie, may it be true for us all, that we know the promise of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, delighting in what God is doing for us, delighted to do what God calls us to do, and living with these words of God to us every day, never will I leave you or forsake you. Amen.